enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great.
Those were the days.
Honey, what were you doing upstairs?
What else? Going to the bathroom. Two more trips to John today and I'll be in the Guinness Book of Records.
Still feeling kind of down, huh?
Down? Don't be ridiculous. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and fat. Boy, will I be glad when this is over.
Me too.
You too? What do you know about this?
I was just trying to be sympathetic.
If you want to be sympathetic, next time I have to go, you make the trip up the stairs.
That's funny.
What's funny?
Nothing. It sounded funny when you first said it, but when you think about it, well, you never laugh when I go to the bathroom, so why should I laugh when you go? Hey, going to the bathroom is very serious business. Not as serious as sitting in an electric chair, but... You want some coffee?
No. You know coffee makes me nervous.
All right. No coffee.
I think I'll just have some milk and some Oreo cookies. That is, unless you ate them all up.
I didn't eat your Oreo cookies. Gloria, you know I'm a ding-dong man.
All I know is that something very strange is going on in this house because last night there were 6 Oreo cookies in the refrigerator. I counted them. But this morning, they seem to have mysteriously disappeared.
What are you like this for? I mean, what... Who cares? What's the big deal? Honey, look, I know you're apprehensive, but it's only natural. I mean, you're a week overdue.
And 9 days.
9 days. But it's perfectly natural for a woman to be apprehensive with her first child.
I want you to stop being so reasonable.
I don't know what you expect from me.
I don't know what I expect from you either.
Oh, honey, it's all right. Hey, you know, it's not that unusual to be 1 week overdue.
9 days!
9 days, 9 days, 9 days. I can understand why you'd be a little bit scared, but hey, listen, honey, I'm going to be right there with you in the delivery room, helping you to push, wiping away the old perspiration. Maybe even making you smile a little bit. Huh?
How long have you been parting your teeth in the middle? Can I come in?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, my. Hi, Gordon. Oh. Hello.
She's a little bit down.
Forget it, Michael!
I didn't say anything!
You don't understand. You just stick to your ding-dongs and keep your grubby fingers off of my Oreo.
Well, she's being impossible. I can't even talk to her anymore. I say, Gloria, it's going to be a nice day. She says it's going to rain. I say, it's going to rain. She says it's going to be a nice day. What are you doing? She gets like that.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about the weather. I'll see if I can cheer her up.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, here you are.
Here I am.
Oh, you You should have seen your father going off on his fishing trip. All bundled up. He looked so cute in his lucky fishing cap.
Which one is his lucky fishing cap?
The one with the big button on it that says lucky fishing cap.
Oh, yeah, he wore that one last time and he didn't catch anything, so what's so lucky about it?
Well, it was lucky for the fish. Gloria, I think I know what's bothering you. You ain't worried about having the baby.
I'm not?
No. You're just starting to realize that from now on, a whole little human person is going to depend on you. You're the one that's going to be mostly responsible for what kind of a human being that baby turns out to be.
My God, no wonder I'm scared.
Oh, that's why they say that a good mother is the hardest job in the world.
Yeah, that's the only job that men don't try to take away from us. I bet they would if it paid enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Gloria. Your shower tomorrow's gonna cheer you up. Oh, I'm dying to meet your girlfriends from your childbirth class.
I don't know, Ma. It's not very exciting to sit around with a bunch of pregnant women who talk about their stretch mark.
Hey, Gloria, what do you say we do our exercises, huh?
Forget it.
Honey, we haven't done them in a couple of days, and what's the point of practicing prepared childbirth if we're not going to practice the exercises? Dr. Shapiro says we should do it every day.
Well, then do it with Dr. Shapiro.
Gloria, come on. Oh, come on. You've been taking those classes 6 weeks. Show me what you learned.
Okay.
Honey, why don't you lie down over here? Got a pillow for your head right there.
Do they make you have the baby on the floor?
No, Ma. This is just for the exercises.
Oh.
There you go, honey. It's my job to help Gloria relax.
That's right, because like he was telling me, we're in this together. Ha!
All right, contract your right arm. See that, Ma? Her right arm is tense, but the rest of her body is relaxed. See? She's learned to respond to my commands. When she goes into labor, her mind won't be on the pain. It'll be on the exercises.
Oh, God. I'm glad I had Gloria when I did, because I don't think I'd know enough to have a baby today.
Another thing that I have to know is how to control Gloria's breathing. And I also have to know what to do in case of hyperventilation.
Is that something like cross ventilation?
No, my hyperventilation is caused by uncontrollable breathing, like this. You see that? That comes from tension.
Hey, Coach, your little lecture just put my arm to sleep. Wake it up, would you?
That's another thing. In prepared childbirth, they call the husband the coach. That's me.
Yeah.
Oh!
Sorry, honey. Sorry. Release the touch. There you go. Okay, contract your left leg. You see, Ma, when a woman goes into labor, very often there can be hyperventilation, and that comes from exhaling too much carbon dioxide. So what I do is I bring a paper bag with me into the delivery room. That way, she can breathe into the bag, and she inhales the carbon dioxide that she was exhaling before. Do you understand?
No. When I had glory, I breathed whatever was in the room. You have to take a paper bag to the hospital with you?
Yeah, well, the paper bag is inside the goodie bag.
The goodie bag? What's that?
I'll show you. It's what the husband brings along to the hospital. It's got everything in it. Everything. Yeah, we got the paper bag here in case of hyperventilation. And we got a stopwatch in here. That's the time the labor pains. And we got a rolling pin here. So I roll this on Gloria's back in case she's got back labor, like this.
Oh, that feels good.
Okay.
Oh!
And we got some snacks in here for the husband. We got some peanuts. We got some pretzels. Potato chips.
See, I'm going to have a 6-pound baby and he's going to have an 8-pound lunch. I know my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Sorry.
Release the touch. There you go. Okay. Contract your left arm and your right leg. No, honey, I said your left arm and your right leg.
You said my right arm and my left leg.
All right. Let's just say I was wrong.
What do you mean, let's just say you were wrong? You were wrong.
All right, little mother.
She patronized me, Michael Pesimus.
Calm down, you're a little bit emotional. Just relax. Contract your left arm and your right leg.
No.
Gloria, I'm ordering you to contract your left arm and your right leg.
Well, what if I don't? What's going to happen? You're going to call off the baby?
Now hear this. This is your coach speaking. Forget the fact that you are having personal problems with your husband. I'm speaking to you strictly as your coach, and I'm telling you to contract your left arm and your right leg.
Now hear this. This is your wife speaking, and she would like to tell her coach to contract his own left arm and right leg and then shove him.
Whoa! The shower's not tomorrow, Ma. The shower's on Sunday. Tomorrow's Saturday. I'm going to the basketball game tomorrow.
Oh, no. The shower is tomorrow.
That's right. I told you that last night.
No, you didn't.
Well, is going to a basketball game more important than taking pictures at my shower?
No. Who wants to go to a dull old basketball game when I can have the time of my life at a fun-filled fiesta taking pictures of a pack of peppy pregos?
Oh. You don't want to be there? You know, you're both overtired and overwhelmed.
And overdue.
Where are you going?
Bed.
Great. Go to bed. I'm going out.
Where are you going?
That's right. I'm going out. That's right. I may not come back until my kid graduates high school.
That's
right. Make it college then.
Go on.
How about life? You like life?
Go on.
Bananas pureed with rum. Bananas with wheat germ. Blueberries with blackberry liquor. Michael, wake up!
What? What's that? Is it time yet? Where's the goodie bag?
You know I can't sleep when you snore.
It's funny. Didn't keep me awake. Oh, sorry. I'll try to stop.
Good night.
Michael. Oh, what's the matter?
He's snoring again.
It's funny. Must have happened when I was sleeping. I'm sorry. I'll try to stop, I swear.
Good night.
Michael!
What, are you going to tell me I was snoring again?
That's right.
It's impossible. My head barely hit the pillow.
I can't help it. You were snoring. Now, Michael, I have to get some rest for my baby shower tomorrow.
Take it easy. I'll go to sleep on my stomach. I don't snore when I sleep on my stomach.
I hope not.
All right.
Night.
Thank you. I caught you. That time I deliberately stayed awake. What do you got to say about that?
You were snoring.
No. No way, Gloria. I set the trap. You fell right into it. You just resent the fact that I can sleep and you can't.
Why can't you just admit you were snoring?
All right. I was snoring.
No, you weren't.
You're making me into a lunatic! Let me tell you something, Gloria. This is no way to make friends in bed. Now, I understand that you're a week overdue.
9 days!
All right, 9 days! Damn it! But I'm not going to be pushed around any longer.
Ah, blow it out your goodie bag.
Where are you going?
A little snack here.
Don't eat that. You're not supposed to eat that now. That's for when we go to the hospital.
So this is where my Oreos are.
Just said I didn't eat it.
But you didn't say that you knew where they were.
I didn't have any ding-dongs. I only put those in there for the time being. What are you doing now? You going to eat that now?
I'm just going to eat the white stuff in the middle. I'll put the cookie part back.
What good is the cookie part unless it has the white stuff in the middle? Look what you're doing. You're breaking the cookie up and everything. Look, why don't you just stop eating and go to bed, huh?
Why? So I can lie there and listen to you snore.
Honey, you didn't mean that. Why don't you just lie down, relax, contract your left leg?
Contract your own left leg. As a matter of fact, contract your whole snoring nose and suck it right up inside your face.
You know, I'm trying very hard not to lose my temper. And I understand that your nerves are frayed. And I'm trying to do everything to make you happy. I'll tell you what. I won't go to the basketball game tomorrow. I'll stay home and take pictures at the baby shower. Isn't that nice?
Don't do me any favors. I don't want a martyr at my baby shower. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to be my coach in the delivery room.
All right. Great. That's nice. That's real nice, Gloria. Maybe you don't even want me in your bedroom, huh?
No, I don't want me in my bedroom. I'm going to go sleep next door.
You're not going anywhere.
Release to touch, meathead.
You leave this house, I swear, not only will I not be at that baby shower tomorrow, I will not be home for dinner tomorrow night.
Then you better take along a pocket full of ding-dongs, you dodo.
All right, calling all pregos. We got to finish opening the presents.
Aria,
where are you?
I'm coming.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Oh, I left the light on in the john for you.
I've been up there 4 times already. I can do it in the dark.
Gloria, that's mine.
Oh. Feels like a football helmet.
But it's square, Irene.
It's where square is.
Oh. Yeah, here's another bowl for you. Cute. The size is right for sitting pretty because a baby's tush is itty bitty. Would you please stop kicking me, pal?
Oh, the baby likes its present. It's clapping too.
Now he's kicking because his father's not here.
Let's make way for the next nifty gifty.
Yeah,
Vicky, Hey, Vicky. Wait a minute. This is your present. Hold it.
I can't hold it. Believe me.
Gloria, you don't look happy.
Aren't you having a good time?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a good time.
But I'd be having an even better time if I knew Michael was having a rotten time, and that's the truth.
Gloria, this is from your mother.
Edith, you read the
card. Oh, I don't have to. I know it by heart. It's a poem. I wrote it myself. Pink is for girls. For boys, it is blue. But whatever you are, I'll always love you. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. Dear baby girl, sugar is white, grass is green. To your mom, you're a girl. To me, you're a queen.
But what if it's a boy?
Oh, that's the third verse. Dear baby boy, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. I hope you'll like this present, see? 'Cause I don't know how to crochet a tree.
Pink is for girls, for boys, there is blue. Oh,
thanks, Mom.
Gosh, that's lovely.
I hope Mike likes it.
Mike who?
Mike Stivick. Your husband, you know.
Oh, yeah, him. I don't want to talk about him.
Oh, Gloria. Lots of wives have husband trouble when they're pregnant. Even Archie, when I was carrying you, wasn't as sweet as he is now.
I find that hard to believe.
Ma, is Gloria okay? How's the baby?
Michael!
Gloria! Where's the baby?
It's my wish for the last baby.
I was at the game. Announcement came over the loudspeaker, paging Dr. Shapiro, and I said, "That's my wife. My doctor's having a baby."
There must be 100 Dr. Shapiros in New York.
Yeah, but when your wife is a week overdue, and your doctor is Dr. Shapiro, any doctor can be your Dr. Shapiro.
Mom, you're breathing too fast.
Yeah, he doesn't look too good.
There are 5 phones. 3 of them are busy, 2 are out of order. I try to call.
Michael, calm down!
He's hyperventilating.
He's not even pregnant!
Michael, I can't stop!
Don't make believe you're having labor pains.
I think I am!
Exhale. Michael, take it easy, sweetheart.
Inhale.
I'm sorry, honey. This is all Exhale. My fault. I've been so rotten in the Inhale. Last few days. I'm really sorry, honey. Exhale. I didn't mean all the bad things I Inhale. Said. Oh, I need you to be my coach in the delivery room. Exhale. I really need you there, honey. And I love you so, Inhale. So much. And I'm sorry. Exhale. Michael. Michael, please tell me you forgive me.
I forgive you.
Oh, honey.
What are they doing, starting a second one?
Oh, Gloria is just fixing Mike's ventilator. I'll show you the baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so cute.
Oh,
are you feeling better now?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Boy, you know, I got so scared when I heard him paging Dr. Shapiro. All kinds of crazy thoughts went through my head.
I'm sorry I put you through all
that's
that,
all right. That's all right. That's all right. You know, honey, I know I'll never understand everything you're going through. Hey, if it'll make you feel any better, though, I did have 6 pickles with my hot dog at the ball game. You know something else?
What?
I was noticing the other day. I think I'm getting stretch marks over here.
Come on,
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.